The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Kuf Yudchet, today's daf is being studied. Le'ido Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenihenu B'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Chet of Rishon, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Gozel et Havero. Person stole from his friend. Or Shehilva Himenu. Or he borrowed money from him. Or Shefkid Lo. Or he. Right, he gave him an item. He gave his friend an item for safekeeping to watch. Okay? So he's watching an item. He's a Shomer. So either he's a thief, or he's a borrower, or he has a pikadon that he's watching for his friend. So it says, Bayishuv, if this happened in the yeshuv, in the settlement, lo yahzir lo bamidbar. So he's not allowed to return these items in the midbar. So Rashi says, im enze tov'o, if, let's say the guy's not claiming it back, he can't say, listen, you want it back, I'll give it to you in the midbar. Your pikadon or your money, because it's a dangerous place. So you're going to give me the money back in a place now, you're putting it under danger. What does that mean? On the condition to go to the midbar, then he can return it in the midbar. Rashi. Which means, if he told him, I'm borrowing the money on condition that I can pay you back in the midbar, and then he gave him the money. So the Gemara says, that she says, if the guy stipulated from the beginning to receive it in the midbar, that's pashut. So we'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain. The Gemara begins. Urminu, we have a contradiction. Malve mishtalemet bechol makom. Alone, you're able to pay back in any place. Abeda u pikadon, but when it comes to a lost object that you're returning, or a pikadon or a collateral, en mishtalmin ela bimkomam. Also, you see over here, it says clearly that a malve can be paid back in any place. Our Mishnah said you can't pay it back in the midbar. But here it's saying malve mishtalemet bechol makom. So how does it stira? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, haki kamar, malve nitna litaba bechol makom. It's not talking about the love paying back. It's giving us the malve side of it. He's able to claim it anywhere. Malve nitna litaba bechol makom, which means that she imirse malve. Which means wherever the malveh wants to claim his money, if he wants to claim it in the midbar, he can claim it in the midbar. It's his prerogative. Which means the malveh has a right to claim it wherever he wants. However, when it comes to avedah, the owner of the avedah cannot come along and ask for it in any place. Only in the place where it was found. Now what's the difference between these cases over here? So, the Mefashim are explaining over here. The Gemara understands the Braita to be saying that one can force a lender to accept payment for a loan anywhere, even in the wilderness. So that contradicts what we just learned. Now, according to the Gemara's original understanding, so that's a stira. Because our Mishnah said what? Our Mishnah said, you cannot go give it to him in the midbar. And here it's mashma, that what? You can give it to him, malveh mishtamid b'chol makom. The borrower can pay back anywhere. Now, the Gemara's answer is no. It's talking about that it can be demanded anywhere. Which means what? No matter where the lender demands payment, the borrower must comply. The borrower cannot argue and say, no, I don't want to give it over here, I don't want to give it over there. No, as long as the malveh claims it, he lent you the money. So therefore he can claim the money anywhere and you cannot argue. Okay? Which means I did you a favor. So now I'm asking you for the money back, I can ask you for it anywhere. Mashenken aveda and pikadon, where the favor was reverse. I watched your item. I found your item, therefore you don't have the upper hand to claim it wherever you want. Therefore you can only claim it in the yeshuv, only in the places that are protected. Right. Therefore, if he gives the custodian deposit in one city, and he finds the custodian in a different city, he can't say, give it to me back. No, you can't demand it to me over here. When I get home to the place, that's where you can demand it to me. So I did you a favor. Okay? So that's the difference between a malveh can claim his money anywhere, but a aveda and a pikadon only in the place where it was loaned. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, al menat latzeh b'midbar. They made a condition. Right? I'm borrowing the money, but I'm going to pay you back in the midbar. So the Gemara says, okay, you can do that. Pshita said, Pshita, it's obvious, you made a stipulation. Lo tzericha de amar le lehewe hai pikadon gabach de ana le midbar nafikna. The guy said, take this pikadon, and you should know I'm going to be in the midbar. Now, he didn't say clearly that I'm going to be in the midbar and pay me in the midbar. He said, just take the pikadon and you should know I'm going to be in the midbar. So it says, and the guy who was watching the pikadon said, he said, I'm also going to the midbar. You know what? I'll be there also. I'll give it to you over there if I want. So what's the tradition in this case? Rashi. Vashmi'in antana. Tafagab de lo tenai gamuru teha iba'et ka'amar. Afidu haki. Kemandi yada di'iu nami limitban nafik akorho yekabelim. Which means, even though they didn't speak it out explicitly, which means, in this case over here, all he said was, I'm going to the wilderness. I'll be in the midbar. And then the guy who's watching the pikadon said, you know what, I'm also going to the midbar. Even though they didn't speak out, and I'm going to give it to you over there, but since they both know that they're going to be there, so therefore it's considered as if they made it tonight, and therefore in that case, even though they didn't speak it out explicitly, they just said, yeah, I'm going to be there. Oh, you're going to be there also? I'm going to be there also. So the hadush over there is that he can return it to him, and he could force him to take it over there. He could force him to take it. See, he wants to get rid of it.
Right.
He doesn't hold on to the deposit anymore. He wants to give it to the guy back. Since they already talked about that they're both going to be in the midbar, that's as if they stipulated, and therefore he can compel him and force it to take it in the wilderness. Okay. Comes the next Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chavero. Guy tells his friend, Gezalticha, I stole from you. Helvitani, I borrowed money from you. Hifkata itzli, you gave me something to watch for you. Ve'eni yodeya, im hezalti lecha, im lo hezalti lecha. But I don't know if I returned it to you or not. So the deen is, hayav l'shalem. So we'll have to see exactly the case. Avar im amar lo, eni yodeya im gezalticha, I don't even know if I stole from you in the first place. Im ivitari, I don't know if you lent me money in the first place. Im ifkata itzli, then in that case over there, patur milishalem. So comes the Gemara and begins its analysis of this case. Itmar maneli biyadecha. Guy comes along and says, you owe me 100. V'ala omer eni yodeya. Oh, this is a classic case of Bari Vishim. Right?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Rabunav Rav Yehuda Amar Hayav. Rabunav Rav Yehuda says, Hayav to pay. Nachman Rav Yohanan Amri Patur. Rabunav Rav Yehuda Amri Hayav Bari Vishim Bari Adif. The Bari is a Vadai claim. You owe me the money. It's Bari. Shim is, I don't know. Bari is a good claim. He gets paid. Nachman Rav Yohanan Amar Patur. Why? Uki Mamona. Which means, you're claiming money out of me. I'm holding on to the money. You're saying you owe me the money. I said, I don't know. So therefore, keep the money where it is until you can bring a proof. That's the machloket of Bari Veshem. Okay? Look at Rashi. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda Amar Hayav Lishanim Patur, and Rav Nachman says Patur. He does not have to be. Umi Yishava Kede Amar She'en Yodaya She'hayav Lo Klum, which means in this case over there where he says he doesn't know if he owes him anything. Delo Adif Sheme Mibari, which means according to Rav Nachman, Sheme and Bari are the same. They're both not good claims. Which means even if the guy would claim I owe you nothing, but the Rabbanan starts to swear anyway. So in this case, he's not worse than a kofer bakol, a regular kofer bakol. If I say you owe me 1,000, and the guy on the other side says I owe you nothing, still Chami put a shivu'ah on him that he has to make a shivu'ah. So in this case also, when he's coming along and saying you owe me bari, and he's coming along and saying sheme, he doesn't have to pay, but we make him make a Shavuah. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Aval, im amad lo, eni yodeya im ilvitani patur. Right? The last case of the Mishnah. If he comes along and says, I don't know if I borrowed money at all, so then he is patur. Hechidame, what's the case? Ilima de lo katavale. If the case is talking about when nobody claimed him, which means that the Toveya is not a bari either. Which means even the Toveya is a Shemme. Toveya is saying, I think you owe me money, maybe. And he says, well, I don't even know if I even borrow. If you're learning the last case is that there's no bari over there, so Resha Nami de lo takatavale. That means Resha is also talking about where the guy is not claiming him. Am I Hayav? So then why is he Hayav? It's just, all he's saying is, I don't know how much I owe, but if there's no bari on the other side, so then why is he has to pay at all? Look at Rashi. Up to that Nashi. Ela de katabale. Oh, must be, you have to say the Resha of the Mishnah is talking about where it's a bari neshem. Okay. That the guy's coming along and saying, you definitely owe me the money. And the other guy's saying, I don't know if I owe you the money or not. Oh, so bari v'shem. Oh, the katani sefa. But what does it say in the sefa case? Patur medeshalem. Now, in the sefa case, why should we patur medeshalem? It's a guy saying, I'm saying you definitely owe me money. And the other guy's coming along and saying, I don't know if you lent me money at all. So why should be patur? The chaura, if it's a bari v'sheme, and you're only the bari v'sheme, the bari wins. So therefore, why in the sefa is it patur? So Gemara says, lo le'olam de'lo katabale. Really, there's no baris over here. The resha and the resha beba letzit lide shamayim. Which means, in the case of the resha, nobody's claiming him bari. He's just coming along and saying, I might, I know I owe you, but I don't know how much I owe you. So in that case over there, he's hayat if he wants to be latzit lideh shamayim. Which is, if he wants to fulfill his obligation to shamayim, he has to be, min adin doesn't have to pay anything. Because there's nobody v'shem here. There's nobody claiming against him. Yeah. He's just coming along and saying, I think I might owe you money. This guy's saying, well, I don't know. So it's not a bari v'shem. So why does the Mishnah say hayav? Hayav latzit lideh shamayim. Which means the high court of the Shamayim, if he wants to clean himself, he'd have to pay. What does that mean? Let's say the Shamayim look at Ashi. Bekevan de kamodri devadai gezela, which he's moded that he stole. He just doesn't know how much he stole. So, lo nafik yede Shamayim, he's not yotze the din Shamayim, ad de avid hashava. Aval sefa, but in the sefa case, he doesn't even know if he stole. So that's the way you don't even have to worry about Shamayim. Hoil velo gazlan yada velo nigzal yada. Nobody knows anything. The guy's not claiming he owes money. He's not bari, and he's claiming he doesn't even know if he stole. Leka shum ta'anat bari lo tzarich lemepak yedei shamayim. You don't need to be yosei yedei shamayim at all. In the sefa, at least the guy's saying, "Yeah, I know I stole. I just don't know how much." And the other guy's claiming, "No, I don't know either." So it's really shemiz. Shemiz, chavrai doesn't have to pay. So why does it say hayav? Because we're talking about the tzitzit l'idei shamayim. Once already he's admitting that he owes something, so that's the way it's going to be hayav, be this one. Regular bari v'shem, he has to pay. That's it, Adam. Because that's a bari v'shem. Oh, but the Resha's case is not a bari v'shem. Nobody's really claiming a strong claim against him. He's just saying, I think I owe you, stole from you, but I don't know how much I stole. Oh, in that case, let's say hayav l'idei shamayim. But in the sefa case, he's saying, I don't even know if I stole. in the first place. And nobody's claiming really a strong claim against him. In that case, it's patur afilu bidei shamayim. In the Shah, he knows the amount that he stole. He just doesn't know if he paid him back or not. So he's modeh that he stole. At least he's admitting there was a theft over here. Okay.
But
in the Sefa case, he doesn't know Bechlaf is over. The Gemaran says, to prove this point, Itmar Nameh. We have a similar statement from Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omel Havero. Guy tells his friend, Maneli biyadecha yomi 100. Vala Omer, Eni Yodaya. He comes along and says, I don't know. Hayav bebal litzet lideshamayim. It's hayav when he wants to come. That's it. Lideshamayim. Now hold it. Over here, it's a chaura a bari because he's saying maneli biyadecha, and the other guy's saying sheme. I don't know. So why is it only over here lideshamayim? Chaura bari v'sheme should be has to pay. That's it. Lide adam. So get Rashi. She says itman name tehecha debalat zet lideshamayim. Afilu man de patal le medine adam, which means this is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree to Bari Veshemeh. He's with Rav Nachman.
Right.
But you see, even the opinion that doesn't agree with Bari Veshemeh says he's hayav latzet bidei shamayim. The hayav hecha deika ksat ta'anat bari. Over here you have ksat ta'anat bari. So therefore, like in this case over here, the guy's saying, hey, you owe me. So there's some bari over here. So therefore, let's say the Shemaim, you got to pay him. Even though he doesn't agree with Bari Veshema, but there's some sort of obligation. So therefore, Hilkach Ravuna de Ukmeh Resha Bedelot Taba, Ravuna, who holds a Bari Veshema, and he learns the Resha, the Mishnah, where there was nobody. It's really just Shema Veshema, but there's some sort of admission by the fact that he's saying, I did steal, I just don't know if I gave it back. That's enough already that you're going to make him Hayav. That's it, the Shemaim. So that she says, Hilkach Ravuna de Ukmeh Resha Bedelot Taba, who il be ikak sad Bari, that gazlan yada the gazlam ikara. He's admitting that he stole. Hayab baba lizeh shamayim. She's from Rav Yochanan. We're learning to Rav Huna. She's Rav Yochanan. He doesn't know the bari b'shem. So therefore, what does it say over here? He's bari, he's shem. What does it say? He has hayab to pay. Oh, it must be hayab that set lideh shamayim. Because bottom line, the guy is giving a strong claim that he owes something. This guy's saying he doesn't know. I don't say the shamayim. So similarly, according to Rav Huna, that learns out Mishnah, there's nobody. Both of them are Shemeh. But the Shemeh claim is, really, I did steal, I just don't know if I paid you back. That's already enough admission to create a Chayuv, that's it, Bidei Shamayim. So therefore you see there's a concept of that's it, Bidei Shamayim. Comes the next Mishnah. Hagonev Taleh Min Ha'Eder. Okay, a guy stole a sheep from the flock. Ve'chaziro, and he returned it. Vamit, then it died. Or nignav, or it got stolen after he returned it. Hayav bahariyato. So he's responsible. Why? Now she says, demechi ganva, once he stole it, kamla birshute. Already it's his. Vashabad davad la vashabay ad shemodiya lule ba'alim. He didn't tell the owner. He didn't inform anybody. So therefore he just went stolen, you stuck it back into the eder. Since you didn't tell them, you're responsible. And if something happens to that item, that animal, the ganav is still going to be hayav. You can't say, I returned it. You didn't tell anybody. The Mishnah says, lo yad'u be'alim. But if the owner did not know, lo be'gnebato ve'lo be'chazirato, he didn't know anything. He didn't know it got stolen in the first place, and he didn't know that it was returned. Umanu etatzon. And then he counted his sheep, v'shenemai, and he saw that they're all there. So then if something happens, it's going to be patur. Which means then already you have da'at ba'alim, which is by the time he counts it, so he knows, right? After return, he didn't know it was stolen, right? Now the guy returned it, and he kept to count the sheep. He saw all 100 sheep were there, so therefore he knows that everything's there. So if something happens to it, the ganav is going to be off the hook. So now the Gemara is going to explain this mishnah in many different ways. So we start. Let's start one opinion at a time. Rav. So Rav is the first opinion. La da'at sarich da'at. What does that mean? If you stole it, midaat, that the owner knew, so you got to return it
with him knowing.
Shelo ledaat, but if he didn't know it, then already he says, minyan poter. Then already, once he counts it, and he finds out everything is complete, so he's going to be patur if anything happens. Vechi ketani, when the Mishnah said, umanu et ason, vishelema asefa, it's going on the sefa of Lola Da'at. It's going on the case of Lola Da'at. Okay, that's the way Rav learns. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's read Rashi now. Starting in the Gemara Rashi. Lada'at, sarik da'at. Imekiru ha-ba'alim, shenignav mehim taleh. If he realized that a sheep was stolen from him, sarik shiyodi'av kishi hazirena. You have to let him know. Ve'ilo di'alihu, aflagav de'manu etason. Even though he counted the sheep. Li'ish shenema, adayin chayav b'hariyutah. Techeman di'yada'a, You stole it with him knowing that's a real gizela. To make the proper hashava, he's got to know that you returned it. Even though he counted the sheep, he's everything there. You didn't make a proper hashava yet. And until you make a proper hashava, you're on the hook. So therefore, da'at needs da'at. Shelo le'da'at, lo kiru ba'adim kodem ha'zara, shetet sonam haseram klum, ulahar ha'zara manu et ason vishirema, poten minyan. Good. Asifa. לא ידוע בעלים בגנבתו, וחזרתו בנו את הסון, וישלמה, פתור, אבל ידעו, לא מהנים עניין. That's the way, Rav learns. Now we go to the second opinion. שמואל says what? בין לדעת, בין שלא לדעת, מניין פותר. So he says, whether there's דעת, even if there's no דעת, and the guy counts them, once he counts them and sees שלמה, פתור. יחי קטני אומנו, והיא שלמה, פתור, Akola. And when it says at the end of the Mishnah, it's going back on all the cases. When it says he counted them, it's going back on Ben Yada'at, Ben Shelo Lada'at. Good, so that's the way Shmuel learns. Let's read Rashi. Ushmuel Amar, Ben Yada'at, Ben Shelo Lada'at, Ben Yam Poten, Lechi Ketani, Manu et Ason, Akula. Ben Yad'u, Ben Shelo Yad'u. V'hachi Mashna, now he's going to read the Mishnah for us. Hagonev Taleh, V'resha B'shekiru Ba Be'alim. Where you stole the sheep, and you knew about it. V'yadu shenigneva mehen kai. Medikhtani sefa lo yadu, mechlad ha-resha biyadu. Right, from the second case, lo yadu, resha ziyadu. V'chazira v'met chaya b'hariyito. V'chen lo yadu b'gnevato, u'b'chazirato nami chaya. Which means, no matter what, if he knew, he didn't know you returned it, and the guy didn't know that he returned it, it's going to be chaya. Aval manu et ason. But if he counted, good, so that is the second opinion. Third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says what? Lada'at minyan poter. Okay, lada'at, he stole it mida'at, so then already minyan is poter. Shelo lada'at? Afilu minyan namelo tzarik. Wow, you don't even need a minyan. You just return it, and it's fine. He doesn't even have to count it. V'chi ketani umanu et ason v'yishelema aresha. He learns that when it says the counting, that's going on the lada'at case. Okay, let's read Rashi, how he learns the Mishnah then. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan amar lada'at minyan poter, shelo lada'at, afilu minyan lo sarich umanu et ason aresha, v'chi ketani, agonev tle. Da'inu yad'u acharechen v'chaziro, hayav b'charitan. Hechan de lo manu, which means only in a case where he stole, he knew about it. When is it going to be chayav? When he didn't count. Aval lo yedua be'alim b'gnevato b'chazirato afilu eminyan o shemanu afilu yedi'a patur. Okay, very good. Now we get to the fourth shita. Fourth shita is Rav Chisda. What does Rav Chisda say? Lada'at minyan poter. Okay, that's good. Shelo leda'at sarich da'at. Wow, this is the biggest chadush. Shelo leda'at, when you stole it, shelo leda'at, then the only way you could be patur is you have to return it mida'at.
No.
It's reverse logic.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, V'chi ketani umanu et ason v'yishelema aresha. Okay, good. And when it says in the end that you had to count it, counting only helps on leda'at. Where he knew it was stolen, so then you return it, either you return leda'at, it's obvious, or you return it and he counted it and found that they're all there, you're okay. But shelo ledat, then already you have to return it dafka ladat, that he has to know about it. Look at Rashi in the bottom. Im lo hodio, apapit de manu chayav. Right. In shelo ledat, even though he counted them, no good. Umanu tason aresha, hachi mashma manitin, chayav b'chariyut ben manu, ben no manu. Ematai? בזמן שלא ידעו בעלים, בחזינתו, בגניבתו, ואם מנו, הנק דרשע את אסון לאחר החזרה פטור. Which means, when he didn't know, he's going to be חייב until he knows about it. So therefore, the Gemara has an obvious question. My Tama de Rav Chisda. What's the logic of Rav Chisda? Why are you making Shalom Lada'at more strict than Lada'at? Gemara gives a beautiful answer. Ho'il ve'ankete negre bariyata. Because the animal now, its legs got used to stepping outside. It got into the habit of stepping outside. Negre is its feet. Bariyata is going outside, which means like this. You took an animal, shelo leda'at be'alim. Okay, you took an animal, shelo leda'at be'alim, took it out of it. Now, once you take the animal out of the herd, it's accustomed now to walk out of its boundaries. If you're not going to tell the guy that you returned it, you're just going to sneak it back into the pack, he's not going to know that there's an animal in there now that's accustomed to run away. Because already you took it out once, so it's used to going out. So therefore, what's going to end up happening? He's not going to watch it correctly. So for shelo lada'at's worse. If I steal it, lada'at, okay, which means mida'at. So then already, once so he knew it was stolen. Once he knows, and then he counts it, he knows it was returned. So he knows to watch the animal. But if he doesn't know that it was stolen at all, so now what's going to happen? I'm going to sneak it back in. He counts it. He says, everything is fine. Nothing happened. Well, there's an animal in there that got used to sneaking out or being taken out. And he's not going to watch it correctly. So, shelo lada'at, you need da'at. Umi amar rava hache? Did rava say this? Because rava is explaining Rav Chisda. So, umi amar rava hache? Raha amar rava. Didn't rava say, hai man de chaja le chavre? You see your friend, De agbe imra me'idra dide, you see him picking up a sheep from somebody else's, he sees his friend picking up a sheep from his flock. Verama be kala veshadya, and he let out a scream.
He saw him stealing.
So he's screaming. So he left it. Velo yada ihadre ilo hadre. But he doesn't know if he returned it or not. Then what happened? Umet or nignav, and the animal died or got stolen. Hayav b'hariyuto. So the ganav is hayav b'hariyuto. Now my lab afalgav demane. Even though he counted, which means the story over here is what? He saw his friend. He saw picking up a sheep from the in order to steal it. Okay?
He caught him.
He yelled at him. And now what happened? He doesn't know if he put it back or not. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? It died. So who's Hayab Bahariyuto?
The thief.
The thief is Hayab. Yeah. Now my love. Afalgav demane, Rashi, alma lada'at sarik da'at. Right, which means over here, even though he counted, this was da'at over here. Because he knows it was stolen. And he doesn't know, it came back. But he counted over here. So the Chavra, you just told me that if it's leda'at, counting is enough. Here we're seeing, he knew that it was stolen. He doesn't know. He doesn't know it came back. So he counted. And still it's saying the ganav is hayav. So you see, minyan is not enough when you have da'at, according to Rava. Lo de lo mane. Because he didn't count. But in Ikhram, if he would have counted, he would be patur. So really, Rava is proper in the way he explained of Chisda, that when you steal me da'at, it's enough for them to count. Okay. Umi amar Rav hache? Okay, did Rav say what he said? Because what Rav's din was, da'at needs da'at, and lo da'at needs minyan is enough. So the Gemara is going to challenge that. Umi amar Rav hache, va amar Rav, hihaziro le'eder shebemidbar yatsa. Oh, let's say you just returned the item in the midbar. You stole it, so it was da'at, and then you just stuck it back into the midbar. It's okay. What do you mean? I thought you said da'at needs da'at, according to Rav. Amar Rav Hanan bar Abba Modeh Rav birikuata. It's a spotted one. When you steal a spotted animal, even though the guy didn't see, but he knows, because it's recognizable.
So therefore, when you steal a spotted animal, it's considered midat. When you return it, it's also midat, because the guy sees the animal back. It's a distinguished animal. So therefore, ladat, you need that. As if a rav is consistent on a spotted animal, it's always ladat. Look at Rashi b'rki ota, shatlen nikaru kishenignav, v'nikar l'ri'ay b'midbar kishenit tosef asonov, afidu lo mana. Right, which means he doesn't have to count it. He sees it coming back. He knows it was returned. So therefore, it's ladat, because he could see. He could see the animal when it was missing, and he could see when it came back. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. Lema ketana'e. Let us say that these rabbis that we mentioned over here, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Hanan, Pazda, these four shitot, the way we learned the Mishnah, let us say that actually it's based on shitot of Tana'im. Let's see how the Lema ketana'e goes. Lema ketana'e hagonev tale mina'edir. So what did the guy do? He stole the taleh from the flock. The sela minakis. And he stole a coin from somebody's pocket. Limkom sheganav yahzir. Devre Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, so let's get Rabbi Ishmael down. Rabbi Ishmael holds. Rabbi Ishmael holds. Limkom sheganav yahzir. You have to return it to the place where you stole it. Okay.
So you don't have to.
We'll see. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sarich Da'at Be'alim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, not enough just to put it back. You have to have Da'at Be'alim. Sounds like according to Bishmael, just put it right back. You don't have to tell anybody. Now, Sevaruah, so we're analyzing. The Kula Alma Itnu Rabbi Yitzhak. First of all, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva, we're going to say they all subscribe to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzhak. What is Rabbi Yitzhak called? The Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Adam Asui Lemashmish Bechiso. People always stick their hand in their pocket to count their money. So therefore, in the case of the sela, which means when the money was given back, you have to assume that the second it's coming back, he's going to count it, and he's going to know that it came back. Because people always count their money. Now, my love, besela ladat. So therefore, the case is talking about over here, that what? The sela was returned ladat. Because when the guy sticks it in his pocket, he knows that he got it back. Uflukta de Rav uShmuel. Oh, and that's the look of Rav and Shmuel, which means Rav said Da'at needs Da'at. So therefore, who's it going to be like? That's the Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva will go like Rav. Then he says you have to return it. You have to have a Da'at. And according to Shmuel, he said, no, yeah, right. The Rabbi Akiva said you need Da'at. It's not enough that he's going to put his hand in his pocket and count it. You have to tell him. And according to Shmuel that said, no, it's enough to Minyan, so he's going to count it. So therefore, that's going to be enough. So if I can say to Machlok Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was like Rav, and Rabbi Shmuel would hold like Shmuel. Good? Now, Bateleh Shelo Ledat. And the case of the Teleh, that was the first case of the Braita, Hagonev Teleh Ben Ha'edir. Right? So by the Teleh case, I'm going to say it's Shelo Ledat. Okay, what's that mean? Which means you returned it, shelo ledat, uflukta de Rav Chisda ve Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, what was the machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda? In shelo ledat, Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't even need a minyan. Whereas according to Rav Chisda, shelo ledat, we said reverse, you need da'at. So how are we going to learn the tle case? What was the story of the tle? The tle case over there is, when you stole it, it was shelo ledat, you stole it from him. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says da'at, so he's going to like Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda says, shelo ledat, you have to have da'at when you return it. So, that'll be Rabbi Akiva will hold like. That's right, that'll be Rabbi Akiva will hold like Rav Chisda. And Rabbi Ishmael, that says, l'mkom sheganav yachzir, that he just returns it back into the pack, which he'll hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's read that in Nashi now. Betale peligi shelo ledaat uflag Rabbi Chazav Yochanan. Rabbi Ishmael damal lemkom sheganav yachzir ke Rabbi Yochanan. Very good. Damal shelo ledaat afilu minyan lo sarik. You don't even need minyan.
Very good, you don't even need minyan, just put it back. So therefore we found that these four, these rabbis, the Bishmael and Rabbi Akiva, basically subscribe to all these opinions. Right? When it comes to the money, they're arguing in the Mahlok of Rav and Shmuel, and when it comes to the Teleh, they're arguing in the argument of Rabbi Yohanan and Rav Chazda.
So comes the Gemara and says,
good?
Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid Meshemed Rava, Beshomer Sheganav Mershut Baalim, Kole Alma Lo Peligi, Ked Rav Chazda. Say no.
All these rabbis on Beshomer, that you stole from Reshut HaBe'alim, which means Midat, right? So therefore, in that case over there, everybody's going to hold like Rav Chazda, or actually, Shelo LeDa'at, everybody's going to hold that what? Like Rav Chazda, that you have to give it back, yeah. Midat. Exactly. That's the argument over there. Look at Rashi. The Svira Luk Rav Chazda, can the Fresh Tama Mishum Da'at Ketenik Rebraita, like we said. V'haka, Beshomer Sheganav, Mishut HaSmask, which means, you're wrong. Really, if you stole the sheep from the guy's flock, Shalomida, you have to return it. Dad. Everybody agrees to that. Also, what's the case that they're arguing on? They're arguing on a new case. Racha b'shomer sheganav mirshuto sheyazid limkom sheganav kamepligi. We're talking about a shomer over here. He was watching animals. Of a balabai. He was a shepherd. He's watching the animals. And he decided to steal one. He stole one. He put one on the side for himself. The Baalim don't know. He put it on the side. And then what did he do? Change his mind. He put it back into the pack. There already we have a machloket. Which means, if you stole the shalom midat, everybody's going to, oh, you got to return it midat. Like Rav Chazda. Here's a different case. Here, the shepherd himself put it on the side and then put it back in. So the question is that considered... is he hayav if something happens to it at that point or not? So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva savar kalta lo shemirato. Rabbi Akiva says, once you stole it, you're not a shomer anymore. Once you stole it already, your shemirah on this item is finished. Therefore, you have to return it back to the owner, midat. You're not a shomer. But by putting it in the pack, it's not going to help you. You're not representing the owner anymore. You're a ganav. Therefore, your shemirah ends the second you stole one. So therefore, it's not enough to put it back in the pack and sneak it in there. The owner doesn't want you to be a shomer anymore. So if you have to give it back, midat. But Rabbi Ishmael sabar lo kata lo shemirato. And Rabbi Ishmael says, no, he's still considered a shomer. And therefore, you can just put it right back into the pack and you have no problem. Look at Rashi. Rashi says exactly that. The svira le kerav chazdak levesh ta'amam shulakin negre. Rabbi Akiva sabar. Kevan shenaasa ganav, since he became a ganav, kalta shemirato. The two lo mehem and lo nebaalim. The owner doesn't trust them anymore. Da'a vile gonev shelo nedaat. Sarik da'at. Da'a da'a velo aminat sage bedaat shomer. You can't say, well, the shomer knows. That veha iu yadab ha'azeto. Because he's not a shomer anymore. Wait, and the other shita says, no, adainu shomer. And therefore, it's enough either that the owner knows or the shomer knows. I'm the shomer. I know. He returned to himself. So that's the way to learn. Comes the Gemara and says, Lema Minyan Poter Tana'e. Okay, remember we learned, does Minyan, counting the sheep, is that considered a Ptur or not? So we want to say it's a Machloket amongst the Tana'e. What's the Machloket? So Gemara says like this. The Tanya, Hagozel et Haviro. Guy stole money from his friend. Vivli alo b'hashbon. What do you do? He stole $10 from his friend. And then he had another transaction with his friend, and he put an extra $10 in the transaction. Say,
he was embarrassed to tell him.
He was embarrassed to tell him. He stuck it in there. Tani hada yatsa. One opinion says, it's okay. V'tanya idach lo yatsa. Now, sevarua, we want to analyze. T'kula alma itu d'rabi yitzhak, damar adamasu damashmesh b'kiso, b'kol sha'a v'sha'a. So for sure, he counted it. For sure, he has yidi'ah afterwards. He's definitely, he's going to count it. So that's for sure. There's a minyano because a guy always counts his money. My lab back come pelgi. Demand amar yatsa. The opinion that says yatsa savad minyan poter. Now this is a case over here where you stole midat. Gozel is midat. So you stole midat, right? So according to Yohanan, we said when you steal midat, minyan is poter. And one chita says when you steal midat, we said like Rav said when you steal midat, minyan is not poter. So therefore, must be this is a machloket. The opinion that says yatsa must hold what minyan is poter. Umadamad lo yatsa zvar minyan eno poter. Good. So that's the machloket. So Gemara says no. Amre isfira like Rabbi Yitzchak. If you would hold like Nabi Yitzhak that Adam Mashmash Pekiso Bechot Shah that he counts, everybody would say you're patur. Because there's a minyan there and you'd be patur. Ela ben Rabbi Yitzhak kamepalge. The machlok is, do we hold of Rabbi Yitzhak at all? More eat than Rabbi Yitzhak. So therefore he definitely counted it, therefore you have minyan. More let Rabbi Yitzhak. Good. So if a different machlok over here. Which is, if you hold of Rabbi Yitzhak, everyone would say minyan is poter. The machlok is, do you hold of Rabbi Yitzhak? Adam always counts his money. I can say everybody knows Rabbi Yitzhak that he counts. Also, what's about look? Verakasha. Hademane veramale bekise. One case is where you put it back into his pocket. Vehademane veramale liyade. If you put it back in his pocket, he'll count it. But if you put it in his hand, what is he going to do? He's going to throw it in his bank. He's not going to count it. Therefore, you don't have a minyan. Understand this answer? Which is, if I put it in his pocket, Adam counts what's in his pocket always. So therefore, I stole the midat, I returned it, he's going to count it, minyan is poter. But if I put it in his hand, he doesn't count what's in his hand. What does he do with the money that's in his hand? Just throws it in the closet. So therefore, there's no minyan. I can say both cases, he took the money and he put it in his pocket. But does he have other monies in his pocket? If he has other monies in his pocket, he's not going to know the minyan anyway, because it's all mixed up with his other monies. Right. If that's the only money in his pocket, then he'll have a minyan, and therefore minyan will be poter. So therefore, we can say that we tried to make it a machloket amongst the hachamim. Over here, there's minyan poter or not. The Gemara gives different answers to say that is not the machloket. Really, everybody can hold minyan is poter. We're talking about two different cases over here. Once about we put it in an empty pocket, so when he counts it, it's going to be a minyan. And when he put it in a pocket with money, he returned it. Therefore, the minyan is, you don't have the minyan over here.
Right.
Okay. Okay, we are continuing with the Mishnah. En lokhin min aru'im. Person is not allowed to buy from the shepherds tzemer v'chalav v'gedayim, wool, milk, and goats. The concern over here is that it's probably stolen goods, because the shepherds steal these things here, and therefore, as she says, the ikal lememar shema ganvo metzono shel balabai tamasula. Maybe they stole it from the sheep that they're watching, from the balabai. So you're not allowed to buy stolen goods. So again, the din is en lochin min aroim semer v'halav v'gedim velo mishumre perot. Those people that are watching perot for a balabai, you're not allowed to buy from them etzim uperot, wood or perot, for the same reason, because the concern is they might have stolen it. Can't buy stolen goods. Aval lochin min anashim kelit semer bihuda. In the Yehuda region, you're allowed to buy kelit semer, woolen garments, v'chli peshtan begalil. And in the Galil area, you're allowed to buy kelit peshtan, flax, linen garments from the ladies, v'agalim and calves b'sharon, in the Sharon region. As she says, Bihuda upishtan begalil, zui melechet anashim. This was the custom of the ladies to do this type of work. Then atzman also, they would do it themselves. Umochrot uldat baalehen also. So therefore, it's with consent of their husbands. That was the custom in these regions. So therefore, when you buy these items, you can assume that it's theirs, or it was given permission by their husbands to sell them. The agalim, those are calves. Haroim basharon. Now, first, the sheep shot in Sharon means barhaba le'en kol, in a open area. So in an open area, you don't suspect that the items are stolen, because usually people sell stolen goods in a hidden area. So that's one interpretation. Calves basharon, in an open area. Me'ahar shemokhrin b'faresya lo genavum. But then as she says, l'shna harina, sharon shem makom. It's the name of a place, it's a region. U'makom gidul agalim. That's a place where they used to graze and raise calves. Ve'lokhin agalim bezol. We buy for cheap over there. U'megadalin otam v'shelahen. And they belong to the ladies. And therefore, if they're buying it from those people in that area, and that she likes that explanation the best, he brings an ayah from Masichet Menachot that talks about Agalim Mesharon. Okay, comes the Mishnah and concludes, V'chulan sha'amru lehatmin asur.
Anytime you go buy something from somebody and he says, I'll sell it to you in hidden, right? I'll sell it to you in the back in a closed area, then you got to suspect it because he's cheating. He must have stolen the goods. Nobody wants to sell stolen goods in public. So as they come in the back, and I'll sell it to you in private, but that mean, so that's going to be a sur. Mishnah concludes. Eggs and chickens you could buy from anywhere. These are cheap items. Nobody's going to steal these items to sell them. It's not worth to steal them to make the avon. So chickens and eggs you can buy from anybody. Tanur Rabbanan. En lokhin min adorim lo izim velo gedayim. You're not allowed to buy from the shepherds. Not izim is, I guess, goats. Gedayim is the kids, the small goats. Velo gizin. Gizin is the gizaz, like the shearings, right? Pieces of wool. Fleece, that's the wool. Velo telushin shel semer. Telushin shel semer, as she says, shenitla shat semer, it was pulled off or plucked off the wool, sha'ala rahel, from the little sheep, me'at me'at, a little at a time. So these items over here, you cannot buy. Again, the assumption is because they stole it. Aval, lochin me'em tefurin, you can buy from them garments that are woven. As she says, bigadim tefurim. Because even if they stole it, they would koneh the wool, bishinui. When they steal the wool, that's geneva. When they make it into a garment, that's shinui. We said, gazlan is koneh bishinui. So that when you're buying it from them. They owe the owner, but you're buying non-stolen goods anymore. And that's the deen. Abal lochin mem tefurim ipne shehen shilahin. Because at the time, once they sew it, once they make a... once they make a garment out of it, you can keep it, you can buy it from them. Velochein mehem halav vegevina b'midbar. And you're allowed to buy milk and cheese from them in the midbar. In the midbar is in the desert, literally. Why? As she says, what is that?
The base.
De'en derech be'alim lilechsham v'netlam v'aro'im natlam. Which is whatever you find over there in the midbar, outside of the normal place, the Baalim usually leave that stuff over there. It's like hifkir. And therefore the ru'im that take it, it's their own. So you don't have to worry. So again, if you find the milk or the cheese that's in the midbar, you can assume that the owner left it there, and the ru'im can take it. Velo biyishuv, but not in the settlement. The settlement, the Baal HaBayit, is makpid. And therefore it's considered stealing. She says, shedrik lavi or the Baal HaBayit. Whatever he brings to the Baal HaBayit, so that's his. So he cannot buy from the yishuv. Velochin mehen dalid vehe tzon, dalid vehe gizin. You could buy four or five sheep at a time from them, or four or five shearings. Aval lo shte son velo shte gizin, but not two at a time. The reason why you can buy these quantities is because it'll be noticeable, which means a guy only steals things that the Baal HaBayit will not recognize that he stole. Yeah. When he's selling such quantity, you can't say, well, four or five. What are you going to say? An animal came and ate four or five animals? That's unlikely. So therefore, you can assume that it's his when it's a high quantity. So four or five of the shearings or four or five of the sheep is okay, but not two. Velo shte gizin. Rabbi Yehuda makes a difference. Baitot lochin. Baitot literally means the domesticated ones. The bayit, not shom bayit. Share baal habayit yodei aminyanam. The ones that are domesticated, he knows the count. So you could buy them. Now we don't know how much you could buy from them. We'll have to see that in a second. But you could buy the domesticated ones, midbariyot en lochemim, but the ones that are not domesticated, so then already he doesn't know how much he has of those, so therefore he cannot buy from them. So the Gemara's klalo shel davar, this is the basic rule of the Braita. Kol sharo'em mocher u'baal habayit margish bo, anything that the shepherd sells and the baal habayit will recognize the loss, lochim, man, then you can buy it. En margish bo, and lochemim, but if he's not going to realize it, then you cannot buy it from him because you got to assume that it's stolen. Amar mor lochem mehem dalet veheson dalet vehegizin. You can buy four or five sheep, four or five shearings. And when I ask the obvious question, hashta yesh lomar arba'a zabninan hamisha mebaya. You tell me you can buy four, so do you have to tell me that you can buy five? Right. Which means what is the chidush over here that you're telling me? Which means, if I could buy four, so certainly I could buy a high number, because it's going to be noticeable to the Baal HaBayit. The more noticeable it is, the more we say that it's not stolen. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Chasda, Arba'a mitoch hamisha. That means you can buy four when there's five animals. Because then already it'll be noticeable. So it's four out of five. When there's five in the pack and he's selling four, then already you could assume that he's going to recognize that. So therefore, that's the shi'ud. That she says, "Shasronan nikar be'eder ve'en yakod ishamet v'lomar ze'ev tarfa." Right? You cannot say that an animal came. Then the next one, she says later on, "Arba mitoch hamesh im lo haya lo be'eder ela hamesh son u'mukher min arba mutar nikach dikhu lahay lo ganiv medvar mu'ad." Guy's not going to steal so much and leave so little over. V'ika de amri, amar v'chazda, arba'a me'eder katan v'hamesh me'eder gadol. Four from a small flock and five from a bigger flock. From a smaller flock, they put the cap at four. Four is not going to reckon. Four will be noticeable from a small flock, and therefore you could assume it's his. And five from a bigger flock will be noticeable, therefore you could assume it's his as well. Kavz Gemara continues. Hagufa Kasha. We have a contradiction from implications. Amar Dalet Vehe Son Dalet Vehe Gizin. You said you could buy four or five. Well, Dalet Vehe In. Aval shalosh lo, implying three, no. So the cutoff is four. But three, no. Ema sefa, but the end of the statement said, aval lo shte son ha shalosh zabninan. Two is no good, mashma three is okay, so make up your mind. Is three good or not? La kashya, ha bibriyata, ha bichishata. Depends if they're healthy animals or not. When it comes to the healthy animals, he knows them. He recognizes them, because those are the good animals that he has. So that she says, biriot ein ba'alabay tamid anam umargish. B'shalosh, three he's going to notice already. So therefore, it's going to be asur. However, kehushot, those are the weak ones. They're not so hashruf them, and therefore his eyes are not on them, and therefore he doesn't realize even if three are missing. So therefore, that'll be a problem. So three healthy you're allowed to sell, because the balabait will recognize that they're missing. And if he's not going to sell it, if he is selling it, must be it's his. But by the kehushot, by the weak ones, you got to assume that what? That the Baal Bayit's not going to recognize three missing if we cannot sell it, because we have to assume that he's stealing. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baitot Lokhin Mehen, Midbariot in Lokhin Mehen. It's a continuation of the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're allowed to buy the domesticated, but you're not allowed to buy the Midbariot, the non-domesticated. So Gemara says, Ibaya Lehu, Rabbi Yehuda Aresha Ka'e. Rabbi Yehuda, is he going on the opening statement, the Resha, Ul-humra, and he's being stringent, or dilma asefa ka'e, or is he going on the sefa, on the last part of the braita, ul-kula? And the Gemara is going to explain the two sides. Aresha ka'e, do you say he's going on the resha, ul-humra, and he's going to the stringent amar? Lukhin mehen arba'a v'hamisha, which means that which we said that you could buy, four or five tzon, to that the Biyuda is coming to be mahmir and saying, hanimile baitot. That's only talking about the domesticated ones. Because the domesticated ones, he recognizes. Aval mitbariyot. When it comes to mitbariyot, afilu arba v'hamisha lo. Even four or five, no, because you can get away with it. And the guy's not going to recognize. That's a humrah. That the four and five law only applies to domesticated, but not domesticated. You can't even try four or five. That's one way. O dilma asefa ke ul kula. De amar aval lo shte son ve lo shte gizin. Or maybe it's going on the second part of the braita when it says, but you cannot buy two, because two is not going to be noticeable. Ah, hani mili midbariot. That's only talking about when you can't buy two at a time. That's talking about midbariot, because midbariot the guy doesn't recognize. Aval, baitot. But when it comes to baitot, shtayim namen, you can even buy two at a time, because they're so noticeable, he would not sell them unless they were his. Tashem, also the Gemara is going to answer this question that really he was going to kula. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Amed, Lokhin Baitot Mehen. You're allowed to buy Baitot, domesticated animals from the shepherds. Ve'en Lokhin Mehen Midbariot. And you're not allowed to buy the non-domesticated. Ubechol Makom, you can always buy Lokhin Mehen Arba'a V'Hamisha Son. You can always buy four or five. I'm going to make sure you read the Amar Bechol Makom. From the fact that it says in the statement, Bechol Makom, which means that which it says four or five, Bechol Makom means whether they're midbariyot, whether they're baitot, you can always buy four or five. So if four or five is no chiluk between midbariyot and baitot, so then must be, Gemara's Bedayek, Shema Mina Asefa Ka'e. Must be when it said two, you can't buy two, the chiluk is in two. That two you cannot buy midbariyot. But by tot, you'd be allowed to buy because it is noticeable and therefore must be it's his. So for the fact that you said on the four or five, there's no chiluk between by tot and midbariot. Must be the chiluk is in the low number.
But you can't buy two. Oh, can't buy two, must be dafka by midbariyot. But by tot, you can't, because it would be noticed. But shmah minak, asefa ke ulkula, shmah minak. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen, amen.